WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, where, don't forget, you can get two hot dogs, chips, and a soda for just $5. And anytime, you can also get all their great toppings that you can't find anywhere else. You got to try D's Coney Sauce. It's the best around, best I've ever had. But they also have, you know, you can put everything from mac and cheese and baked beans on your dog to crunchy pickles to fried onions, all kinds of great stuff. You imagine it, they can make it over at D's Hot Dogs on Tarkiln Hill Road in New Bedford. 508-996-0500, that's our number. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
Morning.
I'm calling to know what's the results of the recount.
So it was only
from yesterday. You got it for Ward 2?
Yeah, it was just one vote lost for Scott Pemberton. So he's still the winner.
He's still in?
Yes.
Because I haven't heard that on the news.
Yeah, I got the info from Scott Pemberton a little bit late last night, so.
Yeah. Let me just say this. You know, this is constructive criticism. WBSM News was very good under Jim Phillips, Taylor Cormier, even Tim Dunn. I'm very happy that he's now at the Boston Herald. But we're getting almost no news. And mind you, this is a station that started in 1941 in downtown New Bedford.
Right. And let me also tell you, back in those days, we had a full newsroom and a staff. We don't have that anymore.
Oh, I understand that. But we're not even getting any new, barely no news of New Bedford. We don't even know. If it wasn't for Billy Safiolis telling us who the city councils are that voted for an increase in our property taxes, we have no idea. Many people out there.
Point taken, but there's nothing I can do about it. You can call up and complain about it all you want, but there's nothing I can do about it.
Town Square Media runs the whole show, huh? New Bedford doesn't matter anymore?
Listen, we get plenty of local news here on the radio. We have plenty of time to talk about the local news. Just because you don't hear it in the 3 minutes at the top of the hour doesn't mean that we don't bring it to you.
Well, I'm just saying not everybody has a smartphone, and there's people out there who listen to the radio.
Well, why weren't you listening at 6 a.m. when I was talking about the results of the Ward 2 recount?
Why don't you do it every hour like we used to do it on the Phillips?
I've mentioned it multiple times.
You're telling me you don't have enough money.
Listen, we have what we have. If that's all I can do. We have what we have. Point taken, what we have is what we have.
You want me to tune into Fall River? The Cape in Boston.
Why? They're not going to tell you either. They're not going to tell you either.
Well, sometimes I get news from there, and I listen to those stations quite often.
They all have the same problem that we have.
Well, I'm just saying I'm disappointed. I think you guys can do better.
As I said, point taken.
All right. It's constructive. It's not personal.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you. It's negative because it's always negative. But whatever. 508-996-0500. We have a guy, Mike Roberts, doing the news, who has to do multiple other things here. He does the best job that he can. If you don't like it, you don't have to listen to the 3 minutes of news at the top of the hour. That's it. That's all I'm going to tell you. All right? We do the best we can with what we have. If you want us to be able to do more, instead of calling up and complaining about it, go out and support our sponsors. Go out and visit the businesses that advertise on WBSM and tell them, I'm here because I hear about you on WBSM. And I want you to spend more money on WBSM so that WBSM can do more for us. But until that happens, we have what we have. And Mike does a great job in the limited time that he has to be able to provide us with the news. He's actually in the Fun 107 studio right now, producing a remote broadcast for Fun 107. So, again, and by the way, let me just remind you too, 95% of the audience doesn't care about the Ward 2 recount. 95% of the audience doesn't live in Ward 2 and couldn't care less about the Ward 2 recount. So it's not going to be the lead story on every newscast anyway. If we had somebody there covering it last night, it wouldn't be the lead story on every newscast. Somebody getting stabbed in Fairhaven. Somebody getting 50 years to life for a New Bedford shooting rampage in 2020. Those are the top stories of the day. Big Y coming to Dartmouth and Fairhaven. That's a top story. The Ward 2 recount, which, you know, if this was the election, it was a lead story on election day. But a recount isn't really news because nothing happens in a recount. Nobody thought that all of a sudden Maria Giusto was going to be the winner. Anyway, 508-996-0500. We can talk about that if you want, but yes, it was a one-vote loss. Well, shouldn't say that. Scott Pemberton only lost one vote in the recount. So he is still your Ward 2 winner. The final tally was 452 to 437 with 35 blank votes. So only one vote changed from the general election. And Scott wanted to express his thanks to everybody out there who voted for him and supported him. And now he just looks forward to getting to work as your next Ward 2 counselor. So we were also talking earlier, I mentioned some of those other news stories that we have at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, because, you know, in the modern era, when people go to the website to get the news and the app to get the news, instead of waiting for the top of the hour news, you get it as soon as we have it for you. In fact, if you follow us on Facebook or Instagram, as soon as the show was off the air, I put a video out talking about these news stories that we were covering before I even wrote the stories and got them up there. And we have those stories up there for you, but we were talking about them. Again, John Zell, 50 years to life for that November 2020 shooting rampage the day after Thanksgiving. We also had the update on the indictment of Gregory Groom, the Rehoboth man accused of killing his pregnant teen girlfriend. That sounds worse than it is. He's 22, she was 18, but still. He is charged with her murder now. He's been indicted by a grand jury on those charges. We had a Fairhaven stabbing yesterday in the parking lot of the Seaport Inn. Non-life-threatening wounds. So we have plenty of news there for you. Plenty of local news. We also have the story up today that Big Y is coming to Dartmouth and Fairhaven. So if you are a fan of Big Y and you've been waiting for it to come here, your dream has come true. If you are someone who is looking for another grocery store because you just don't like the options that you have, well, this is going to be beneficial to you. Now, you're not going to get the stores until spring of 2027 at the earliest, but you're going to have an alternative. And from my understanding, I was talking with somebody who has been to Big Y many times, and I said, you know, I heard that their hot food section is the best of any supermarket chain. And this person verified that yes, that is true. I mean, I think obviously Market Basket has a lot of great options and very affordable prices on their hot foods, but I don't know. It's good. The hot foods at Vicente's, if you've been to Vicente's and had some of the hot food there, it's very good. But, you know, obviously, most people go into the supermarket are buying things to cook for themselves. But, you know, single guys like me, we love to go into a supermarket and get something already made. So I think you'll enjoy that when it opens. So my fun Friday question as a result is, what businesses do we need on the South Coast? And we're getting some actually very interesting answers on the WBSM Facebook page. Let me just load these back up again. But there was... I was surprised because it's not all like restaurants. They say Texas Roadhouse, but we have one of those in Dartmouth. Andrew says Trader Joe's. I knew we were going to get at least one of those. Michelle says Arby's. Kerry says Trader Joe's or Hobby Lobby. And Anthony says, this one I found really interesting. Anthony says, more podiatrists. There are sadly few and far between. As far as businesses, we need more banks throughout the city. So I was not expecting podiatrists or banks to show up on that list. But those are his suggestions. And when it comes to podiatry, I've only been to a podiatrist once. And it was in New Bedford. I can't remember exactly the area. It was like in the area of the Roach Jones Duff House, like in that area. And this was, I want to say, 2000, 1999, 2000, maybe. I had an ingrown toenail. I had bumped my toe and the nail had kind of gone into the skin and it grew that way because I didn't realize it was like that. And so I had to go get that taken care of. And turns out I'm like predisposed to that. So I have to just be careful and keep it trimmed. But I was going to that podiatrist to have that done. I remember like he did the work and he numbed my foot up so much. And he was like, you're going to feel this later. But you won't feel it for a little while. We went right from there to Chuck E. Cheese. At the time I was dating my ex-wife and her little brother and sister were younger. So we took them to Chuck E. Cheese and I'm up there in the ball crawl. You crawl around up on the ceiling there. And I'm like up there going all around. And she's like, watch out that your foot doesn't start hurting while you're up there and you're stuck up there. And it's like, no, it feels great. Actually, I never felt any pain from it. But I was like, could you imagine if you get stuck? All of a sudden, your foot starts hurting and you're up there and you're like crying like a baby. They're used to having to go up there and get the little kids up there, not grown adults. But anyway, those are some very interesting answers. If you have an answer, you can give us a call, 508-996-0500. You can send an app chat message or an open line voicemail on the WBSM app. What business would you most like to see come to the South Coast? I think one of the businesses that we could, I had said this before when the Binstar store was on operation. And I said, we should have one of those down here. Well, as it turns out, it didn't really work in Avon, and in a much more populous area, you know, coming right off Route 24, right outside of Boston, how densely populated that area is. If it didn't work there, it probably wouldn't work here either, because I think, you know, they just don't get good enough stuff for people to want to go there. But more discount stores are beneficial to this area. We don't want a Neiman Marcus. We don't need another Macy's. We don't need, Nordstrom here. We need discount stores because the average median income, that's redundant, but the median income is lower than it is in other places. That's just a fact. So that's why some places don't want to come here. But we need more affordable places. And that's why you see places like Harbor Freight come in and succeed, because they offer pretty decent tools at lower prices. That's why you see another Burlington open here in Fairhaven. Because we need to save money here. We need cheaper things. And it's not just the bargain hunters like me. It's people that's how they have to survive. When you say, why are there so many dollar stores around New Bedford? It's because that's how people get by. They're actually going there and doing all their shopping. You know, maybe they don't go there to get their groceries, but they go there to get their toiletries. They go there to get their cleaning products. They go there to get their, napkins and paper towels. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. I would love to see Costco Wholesale come closer to the New Bedford area.
Yeah, where is the nearest Costco?
Avon, which is probably a good 50, 55-minute ride,
Yeah. Depending
on traffic. They just opened a new one in the springtime in Sharon, which is only probably 10 minutes from Avon. But there are none around here, and they're wonderful. You can go in there to their lunch counter and have a hot dog and a soda with free refills for $1.50, 9 cents tax. For $1.59, you get a great hot dog, a soda, and their policy is that they're never going to change that price. Ever since they opened, it's been $1.50.
Well, you can't beat that. Now, so
the toilet paper is the very best compared to what you get in the supermarket. The rolls are at least an inch wider. They're heavier and cheaper.
And that's a membership-based place like a BJ's?
Yes.
Okay. And what's a membership run for a year? Do you know?
Well, to be honest, I don't pay because I have several family members that work for Costco down south. So
there you go.
I'm part of their free membership.
Yeah, that
so I
works.
Don't really know. It used to be like around $50. I don't know. Now it's probably 55 or 60. But, I mean, it's well worth the drive. I try to go up there about every 6 or 7 weeks. And it's great. Their prices are fantastic. Their food, their meats are excellent. Their bakery is like the best around. Really, really good.
Oh, next time I'm up there, I'll have to stop in. I recently went, well, I shouldn't say recently, it was about a year ago, but I went to IKEA for the first time up in that area. And I still don't get why everybody loves it, but, you know, it was nice to have a cafeteria that I could sit down and eat something in.
I've never even gone to IKEA, so, but Costco, I don't know if they'll let you go in just to go to the lunch counter. I don't know if you have to show a membership card for that or not, but I'll tell you, the hot dogs are fantastic. The slices of pizza are really good, and they have an area to sit down and sit there, and it's really good. I'd love to see them come closer to New Bedford.
All right, well, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Have a nice weekend.
Appreciate it. Thank you, and you as well. Bye-bye.
And I'm going to take one more call here before I got to go to a break and then the news, but I also got an app chat message here that's from Charlie, who says, good morning, Tim. Once again, New Bedford misses out on getting a big business with Big Y. More tax revenue we could have had, but reasons I'm sure they come here, New Bedford's tax rate is too high. And, you know, hopefully somebody was lobbying for them to come here. I hope somebody would be thinking, you know, they want to try to get them here. But they are coming to Dartmouth and to Fairhaven in spaces that aren't really as big as I would expect them to be looking for. One more call here. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a suggestion. It isn't a chain or anything like that, and I know you did say you didn't want mar and pop places, but I've always thought that Maxi's that was in downtown New Bedford many years ago when I was young and worked down there, it was a sandwich shop, and they pumped them out fast. It was quality meat. They had a counter and a couple of seats, but all the business people just went to the window and pre-ordered and took it to go. And we could use, I think, a good sandwich shop with a variety of sandwiches versus just McDonald's if you want a fast sandwich and you got to go, that kind of thing. So that would be my suggestion, but unfortunately, I've wished for this for a very long time, and it hasn't happened, so I don't know if we'll ever get something on that idea, but I think it could be a killer, a little business, and maybe do franchises off of it after that. That's my suggestion.
I've been pushing, and I put a bug in his ear, but I would love for Jason Sugarman, the owner of the deli in Pawtucket, the Mavericks Deli. I would love for him to open up a New Bedford one.
Oh, that would be great.
It's a traditional Jewish deli. It's not kosher, but it's a Jewish deli. And I think that would be a great place.
I think so too.
Maven's Delicatessen. That's it. Sorry. Maven's.
People who don't want to spend a lot of money or who can't afford to go out, they can pick and choose what kind of a sandwich and so forth they want to eat and know they're getting something of quality versus just some of the fast food chains that we have. So I think that would be a good idea too. I hope you keep pursuing it. That would be great.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have
Bye-bye.
A good day. And I got to get a break in here before I take a break. One thing that we don't need to franchise, because we've got one, and one is the best. I mean, if there was more, that'd be fine too. But it's a place that's worth going to. Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, right? If you've never been there, you got to check it out. The Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. So if you're going out to pick up things for Thanksgiving, you want to stop by there because you can sample some things before you bring them to the Thanksgiving table. And if you're thinking about a nice wine to bring to Thanksgiving, well, they carry Plymouth Bay wines. And if you go to Stevie's tomorrow from 2 to 4, the lovely Stephanie Burke will be there. She is going to be tasting some of the Plymouth Bay wines. You can stop by and try those and get them at a discount, because if they're tasting anything, it's 10% off. So stop by Stevie's Wine Spirits tomorrow from 2 to 4 or anytime and try with the Purple Dot. And what I would also recommend is don't just bring wine to Thanksgiving. You know, some people don't want to have wine. Get yourself something fun. Grab a bottle of the Plymouth Bay Colonial Red wine. Grab a bottle of the Chickachita Peanut Butter Tequila. Stephanie will be mixing those together tomorrow if you want to try them together. But it makes a peanut butter and jelly cocktail that you won't believe. And that'll be a fun drink for everybody to have on Thanksgiving. So Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. We're going to take this break, come back with the news. We'll check in over with the butcher shop, and then we'll talk more with you. 508-996-0500.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes, trusted, local, family. Over 250 arrested by ICE in North Carolina. Mayor-elect of New York, Mom Donnie, to visit the White House and the worst cities for holiday traffic.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Tampa, Florida, considered the worst spot in the country for holiday traffic. Consumer Affairs analyzed the 50 most populous areas across four metrics: hours of congestion during the holidays, miles traveled during the holidays, and fatal crashes. According to the report, Tampa saw the highest jump in congestion during the holidays, with drivers stuck in heavy traffic for about 4 hours and 24 minutes each day. Coming in right behind Tampa are Birmingham, St. Louis, Cleveland, and Phoenix, where drivers expect to sit in slow-moving traffic for over 2.5 hours per day during the holidays. Federal investigators have released a preliminary report on the crash of UPS Flight 2976 in Louisville.
The report includes still images from an airport surveillance video showing the left engine and pylon separating from the wing as the plane began to take off from runway 17R. The NTSB report says investigators found evidence of fatigue cracks in addition to areas of overstress failure on parts of the pylon that attaches the engine to the wing. There were no missed inspections or scheduled maintenance. 14 people were killed in the crash, 3 crew members and 11 people on the ground. A final report with a probable cause of the crash is not expected for at least a year. I'm Paul Miles.
More than 10 months after the devastating wildfires in Los Angeles, the first new home has been completed.
On Monday, an accessory dwelling unit in Altadena received a certificate of occupancy from L.A. County. The ADU replaced a garage that was destroyed in the Eaton fire in January. The primary house on the lot was not damaged in the fire. Several other building projects in Altadena and Pacific Palisades are expected to be completed in the coming weeks. I'm Daniel Martindale.
New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani heads to Washington today, where he will meet with President Trump.
This meeting is between two very different candidates who they voted for the same reason. They wanted a leader who would take on the cost of living crisis that makes it impossible for working people to afford living in this city.
Mamdani says despite their differences, he'll work with Trump to take on what he calls the cost of living crisis, as well as any agenda that will help New Yorkers. Trump has repeatedly bashed Mamdani, calling him a communist, and previously threatening to withhold federal funds to New York if he won the mayoral election. The U.S. economy added more jobs than expected in September.
That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics report on Thursday, which showed around 119,000 jobs were added. That's up from around 4,000 jobs lost in August. The agency also said the unemployment rate came in at around 4.4%, which is the highest it's been since October of 2021. The report comes after the government announced it will not be publishing its October jobs report due to the lengthy shutdown. I'm Matt Mattinson.
Arrests are piling up and protesters are speaking out as Border Patrol operations continue in Charlotte, North Carolina.
The Department of Homeland Security says 250 people have been arrested in Charlotte since last weekend. Agents are expected to be in the city until at least tomorrow for what's being called Operation Charlotte's Web. I'm Monica Nelson.
the Florida House Select Committee on Property Taxes, considering 8 ballot proposals. None of the measures will completely eliminate property taxes, but they do offer property tax relief. Committee Chairman Toby Overdorf says each of the proposals have 2 distinct points.
They have language that specifically prohibits any city or county from reducing funding for law enforcement below their current funding level. Second, they exempt school taxes.
Governor DeSantis has charged the legislature with drawing up a ballot amendment limiting property taxes so that Floridians can only fully own their homes without having to pay rent to the government. A family that is being reunited with its cat 10 years after it escaped their New Jersey home. The family says they adopted 2 cats a decade ago. One of them escaped the window of their Montclair, New Jersey home. A Good Samaritan recently found the cat, bringing it to an animal shelter and scanning the cat's microchip. The information pinged back to a family that once lived in New Jersey but now lives in the Finger Lakes of New York.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Celtics and Nets are at the Garden tonight at 7:30. Bruins are out west in L.A. with the Kings at 10:30 and the Patriots in Cincinnati, taking on the Bengals Sunday afternoon at 1.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
We could have a little patchy black ice this morning, and we'll have increasing clouds through the day. We'll be staying dry, though. High temperatures in the upper 40s to around 50 degrees. Cloudy skies this evening, but we'll be staying dry. But showers will be arriving by dawn on Saturday. Overnight low temperatures, kind of mild in the lower 40s. Showers early tomorrow, then skies become partly sunny by afternoon. High temperatures will be right around 50 tomorrow. Partly sunny and dry for Sunday. Highs in the mid-40s. For WBSM, I'm 12 News meteorologist TJ Del Santo.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and nobody's busier this time of year than Eric and the crew over at the butcher shop. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Hey, Tim. What's going on, brother?
Doing all right. Are you ready now for the biggest food holiday of the year?
I got to be, brother. I got no choice.
What's going on over there? I'm sure you got a whole bunch of people that ordered turkeys.
Oh, I got turkeys. I got prime ribs. I got everything, man. Whatever you want. I got nice celebrities. I got goat. I got nice soup meat, I got stew, I got pot roast, chuck roast. I got everything under the sun, brother. You want to eat it, I got it. I got tomahawks, I got terrace major, I got nice porterhouse steaks, prime rib, I got prime, and I got choice, the grade-wise, you know what I'm saying? I got everything.
And it's the perfect time to stop in because you might not want to have turkey all next week. Maybe you want to mix it up with some of those celebrity pork chops or a nice porterhouse. So that's what's great about the butcher shop, all the variety.
Yeah, brother, well, you get ahead of it. Before you have the turkey, have a nice steak. You know what I'm saying? It flips around. Whatever you want, chicken, whatever you need.
Yeah, absolutely. Can people still order their turkeys if they want to get one from you?
Yeah, dude, you know what? Yeah, you can. You still got to, well, what do we got? Like, what are we, 5 days out? 6? I don't even know.
Yeah, I think, 6 days.
Yeah, so whatever you want. I'll figure it out.
And then
I sell plates. I sell dinners. You know, if you don't want to buy a whole turkey, I sell, like, plates one by one. Like $16.99 for a meal. You know, that's not bad for turkey dinner, goddamn, with all the sides.
Not at all.
Plate-wise, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so if somebody who is just a single person, they don't want to have to go through the trouble of cooking a whole Thanksgiving dinner, they can come down
and they don't want to eat turkey for days. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Right. Just come and get it.
Right. It's not like you're going out there and buying a small turkey. They're all pretty big.
Yeah, you get pieces. You want dark meat, you want white meat, you want whatever you want.
And you have all the fixings with it, too?
Yeah, we throw it together in the morning because we're here till 12, even on Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I got asked about that. Somebody said if I order something from the butcher shop, can I pick it up on Thanksgiving? So there you go. You can pick it up.
We close at noon, but some people are coming in and grabbing it early, and they just stick it in their oven, and they can pretend they made it or do whatever they want. I don't care.
And then when they come by, they can also grab some other things, like you said, because next weekend you're gonna be sick of turkey, so you got to be ready and have all that great stuff.
Yeah, man. Like I said, I got prime. The holidays are coming. Everybody can get prepared. I got chorizo hanging, nice fresh stuff for stuffing. I got the Portuguese stuffing we're making all kinds of stuff, man. I got plenty of wine, beer, whatever you want.
I was talking about that the other day. I was mentioning how you make your own linguica and chorizo and how that can really take your, you know, everybody has their stuffing recipe, but getting the homemade stuff from the butcher shop will take that to the next level.
Yeah, it's not processed stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying the stuff in the stores ain't good. It's good. It's just it's different. We've been trained to eat that stuff, so when we eat good, like real pure meat, and, you know, it throws people off a little bit.
And, of course, today is also fish day for people that want to go that direction.
Yeah, I got some fillets. I got the mackerels. I got the, what do you call it, cavala. It's like a, what is a cavala? Cavalas, I can't remember what it is. It's a mackerel, sardines, stuff like that.
And people can have chestnuts, too, if they want, right?
Yeah, I got a lot of chestnuts. Yeah, you're right. Right on the money there. Yeah.
Now somebody mentioned that the other day. They said, oh, I don't know where you even get those anymore. And I said, I know exactly where. The butcher shop.
Yeah, that's exactly where. Yeah, I got them, brother.
And I was telling somebody, so somebody that I know that lives in Middleborough was posting, like, where can I go that has the best turkeys? And I saw a whole bunch of people mentioning your store in the comments.
That's cool.
So word is getting out for sure.
Yeah, it does. Thanks. That's cool, man. That's nice. Social media really helps, I guess.
I think so. All right, well, we'll let you get back to it. What are you going to eat this weekend getting ready for Thanksgiving?
Dude, I'll be eating turkey already, brother. I'll be eating turkey all week.
You got to make it for everybody. You might as well be eating some yourself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, what am I going to do?
All right. Well, I won't talk with you next week because we're off the air next week for Black Friday, but we'll talk to you the week after that.
That's cool. I'll talk to you next week, Tim.
All right. Enjoy the Thanksgiving with your family and tell them all that I said hello.
Yeah, you too and everybody out there. Have a happy Thanksgiving, man.
All right. Take it easy. That is Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford. Stop by and even if you're already got your turkey, stop by there and get a whole bunch of other stuff to have the best week ever when it comes to chowing down next week. All right, I got to get a break in here. Let me do that. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes. Trusted. Local. Family.
Chris McCarthy is getting ready to broadcast live from the Honeydew Donuts on Acushnet Avenue in the North End. And you can stop by and hang out with him this morning. He'll be over there broadcasting from 9 to noon. So stop in and see him. They'll have an open microphone there for you to join in with him, just like calling in. You can also call in, too, but it's just like calling in. You can sit down and talk with Chris one-on-one. Plus, he'll have all kinds of great guests over there, as he always does. And also, we were talking about how you're going to be getting ready for your Thanksgiving dinner and you're going to spend a lot of time in the kitchen next week. And you might be thinking to yourself, ugh, so tired of looking at this kitchen by the end of that. And maybe that means it's time for a refresh. And at Precision Window and Kitchen, they have new colors and styles of cabinetry in stock, new colors and styles of cabinetry to choose from, and also all types of countertops and hardware to help you design the perfect looking kitchen. Exactly what you can envision in your mind, Precision Window and Kitchen can make it happen. They also supply and install windows and doors. So if yours are getting drafty and you're starting to feel the cold coming in, maybe you just need new weather stripping, but maybe you need an entire new door or window. They can take care of that as well. You can go to their website, precisionwindowandkitchen.com, and see that all that they can offer, precisionwindowandkitchen.com, or give them a call, 508-990-3576. And we were telling you earlier this morning, let me remind you, the Ward 2 recount, Scott Pemberton prevailed. He's still going to be the ward counselor-elect. He'll be sworn in January. There was only a one-vote change. He lost one vote in the recount, so he's still the victor. Also, Big Y coming to Dartmouth and Fairhaven, and that led to today's Fun Friday question brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. What business would you like to see come to the South Coast? And we got some interesting answers coming in. On Facebook, Tim says Dunkin' Donuts. That's a good one. Jeff says, I'd love to see a chip shop downtown serving local fried fish to go. Phil says, Sonic or Red Robin. Paul says, we have two major healthcare companies servicing the South Coast. One is South Coast Hospital Group and the other is Hawthorne Associates. Neither have enough PCPs available and have wait lists. And so he would like to see, he says another hospital isn't feasible, but he'd like to see more urgent care options and primary care physicians. Another vote for Trader Joe's, another vote for Arby's, another vote for Trader Joe's. So we've got those coming in on the Facebook page. You can chime in there. We also have been getting some app chat messages as well. Tim in New Bedford says, have you ever tried Duchess in Connecticut? It's like Five Guys burgers and fries, but with a full fast food menu made to order. I've never tried Duchess. Maybe I'll have to go there next time I'm in Connecticut. Skeddy says, let's get DSY to take a caravan of us to Costco. I've never been. I'd love to go to one. Mr. M says, Buckeye. I think he means Bucky's, though. I think it just auto-corrected. Bucky's, yes. I see posts from people that go to Bucky's all the time, and I'm like, I don't even know that I want any of that, but I just want to go there and have the option of maybe getting that. And then Sharon says, I would like a return of York Steakhouse kind of restaurant in this area. I think it would do well. Of course, I realize the prices would be considerably higher than what they were back then, but if the quality was good, it might be worth it. A good, simple menu. Steak, baked potatoes, salad, and simple desserts is all we need. Oh, and I forgot those nice, warm, shiny top dinner rolls. Doesn't that sound good? Yum. Enjoy your show, Tim. Keep up the good work. Well, thank you, Sharon. And yes, I would love to just go back in time one time and have York Steakhouse. Would love to have York Steakhouse again. Just, I'd love to just smell York Steakhouse again. Just that amazing aroma that every time you got close to me, but there's a York around here. And you don't get that with Outback. You don't even get that with Texas Roadhouse. You know, it was a very unique, even Ponderosa didn't have that. It was a very unique York thing. And plus the decor. Oh, listen, some people don't like to walk into a restaurant and get served cafeteria style. I love it. Bring back York Steakhouse. In fact, if I could resurrect one restaurant, that would probably be the one. Like, if it was a chain, I'd bring back that one. Even before the Ground Round came back, I would have picked York. I'm glad Ground Round has returned in some fashion, but I would have picked York. If I could pick any individual restaurant, I would love to have Mermaid's roast beef again. All right, I got to get one last break in here. We'll come back and we will wrap things up and be right back. And upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. And I hope that you can get on over to Stevie's tomorrow, and maybe I'll see you over there from 2 to 4 while Stephanie's doing the Plymouth Bay Winery tasting. But don't forget, too, you can get that Seize the Deal still at seizethedeal.com. You can get $40 to go to the Plymouth Bay Winery and experience their great food and wine tastings. $40 for just $20. An instant QR code that'll be sent to your email right away. You could be going there today, tomorrow, Sunday, and having the time of your life. All right, that's going to do it for me for